A pot that has something that is still hot, he's allowed to put it on Shabbos on top of another pot that has garments on top of it. A big chiddush over here, because we're talking about something that's not on the fire. It's on the fire, you're not allowed to have it covered with the garments, even if you did it before Shabbos. It's off the fire, so if it was wrapped before Shabbos, you're allowed to leave it that way. Hatmana is something that is not moisef hevel, is acceptable as long as it was set up before Shabbos. So here the problem is that you're adding something to this hatmana, you're putting this other pot into it. So over here, since the ikatmana was for the thing that was there from before Shabbos, and now just adding something to it, Mishnah Berurah says it is permitted. Kazanish does not accept the Mishnah Berurah's interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch over here, because he says since Lamaisi brings something new into this wrapping and you're doing hatmana on Shabbos, it doesn't help the fact that the main thing was already mutman from beforehand. Continues the Machaber, v'yochel latuach piv v'botzek. You're allowed to seal off a pot with dough. Imyesh le'botzek sh'nilu b'erev Shabbos. First of all, you have to knead the dough from before Shabbos. You're not allowed to knead dough on Shabbos. And also, you have to make sure that it's not a situation that the botzek will get cooked on Shabbos. A third thing is the problem of muksa, raw dough l'chayr should be muksa. But if you have pets around that eat it, chickens, then it's not muksa. If you have something that is not cooked, or something, that's the way we pass it, that if it's a liquid that's pulled off, then you're not allowed to put it on a surface that will potentially heat up this item to the level of Yatzel Edisbah.